Baptist Church. And I'm going to be joined this morning by Ian, and he's going to come and share some of the favourite Bible verses that have been chosen by a few people that we're starting our year focusing in on. It's interesting when we start our new year, what are we going to use as our Bible readings and such like for the course of the year? I know many of you follow Daily Bread and the very many other Bible resources that are around, but this year I decided I would challenge myself to start rereading the Bible all the way through using a particular plan. And I was given day one, the Psalm 1 as part of that reading plan. And I'm just going to share a couple of verses with you this morning. And it's from verses 1 and 2. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. What a great reminder at the start of beginning to read my way through scripture, start of the year, that need to be motivated to meditate on God's word day and night. And you'll get a sense of that in one way running through our service this morning. But we're going to be reminded of the importance of walking with God at the beginning of this year as we sing our first song, Blessed Assurance.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, bring from above of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching, waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for that reminder, both from the scripture of Psalm 1 and from the song that we've just sung, that you want us to praise your one of the comments I received was about how the children loved her Bible stories, and I'm just going to read a couple of verses from Mark chapter 1, where Jesus calls his first disciples. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." And at once they left their nets and followed him. And when he'd gone a little further, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat preparing their nets. And without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. And when I read that this morning, it just reminded me of Rosemary's desire to share her love of her Saviour with all those that she came into contact, from the youngest to the oldest. And that is true for each one of us, isn't it? As we share our faith and our experience and our scripture knowledge with all those around, we know the truth for ourselves that we can indeed praise our Saviour, as our first song said, and as we sing our next song, Jesus, Holy and Anointed One. In Psalm 1, it carries on in verse 3, that person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. And there's that sense, isn't it, in that verse, and that sense of that song we've just sung, and in the song that we're going to sing next, of that need to dwell with God. That need to, if we're dwelling in the right place, we're receiving refreshment from God. If we're focusing in on God, he is going to provide all that we need, and we can indeed reign with him.
Good morning, everybody. Hopefully you would have received your notice sheet either via email, or if you get it delivered, it will be coming to you within this coming week. As before Christmas, all of our services on a Sunday at 10:30 and 6 p.m. will be online only, so please do join in online to watch when you're able to. The Tuesday prayer meeting is at 8 p.m. and the details are on the notice sheet how to log in via Zoom. Creative Church is starting again this afternoon at 4 p.m, so if you would like to take part with your family, please do join in for an afternoon of craft, game, story time, and just seeing together with other families within the church. And also, we are looking for still a few more volunteers. We've got a letter that's going to be going out to the church, just to give you updates about what's been going on, because obviously we're still separated in our own homes. And also within the envelope will be a fridge magnet, which has got our verse for the year, which is, "You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace." And it's so hard not to sing that when I read it. But please do, if you would like to volunteer to post them in your local area, please contact Ken. His email address is on the notice sheet, and you can do it as part of your daily walk, which you're allowed to do. This Wednesday, our Wednesdays at RBC are starting again at 7:45, and we are doing a new series, An Introduction to the Bible is session one, and we are now going to see a promotional video to give you a bit of an insight into what it's about.
For all those who enjoyed the Bible course that we ran a couple of years ago, this is in a sense going to be very similar to that, because it was run by the Bible Society, who are overall responsible for our course that we're going to be looking at. And there was a book that's going to come up on your screen while I'm talking that you don't need to buy, but if you want to, is a great help to follow alongside what it is that the Bible series is going to be all about. This is a way, I don't know if any of you have wondered about how the Bible kind of fits together, what the story of the Bible from beginning to end is. This is what we're going to be looking at in the coming weeks. There are six main themes that we're going to be looking at. When we look at the Bible, kind of that question, well, where are we from and what's life all about? And how can the Bible be relevant to us today? How can it help us to flourish? There's a week that we're looking at that's going to be on freedom, and another one on peace, and another one on living in community, another one on love, and another one on our eternal home. we're going to be looking at the Bible. And if you're not that familiar with your Bible, or you've not ever quite worked out how it all kind of fits together, this is going to be a great way for you to engage this year. We're stuck at home. Life's not as it was, but we have a wonderful opportunity at the beginning of this year to really engage with Scripture and to see how it can transform our lives in the weeks and months ahead. And so I do encourage you to join us both tonight as we start our series and our sermons, and also on Wednesday together as we learn and chat and interact with one another. We are grateful to everyone who continues and has continued to give online. And we thank you for your continued support. And we're going to pray now for all those offerings and the way that God uses them. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you that in so many different ways you enable us to give. And for each one of those ways that we give, we thank you that you are going to use that money to resource not only the work here in this place and in this town, but across our world. And we thank each and every person who is willing to give, even at these difficult times, to enable your mission and your work to continue. And so we thank you. We thank you for them. We thank you most of all for your abundance of gifts to us. Amen. And in case you thought I'd forgotten, here is my wave to you this morning. And I hope and I know that many of you will be waving back to me. I've just prayed about how the work of God has continued both here and further afield. And as we go into a time of prayers of intercession, I'm going to read you an email that has been sent by Peter and Louise, who blessed us at the start of Advent with their message. And they write this. Just to let you know, we've arrived safely back in Bangladesh and we are in our government-approved quarantine hotel room, which will be our home for the next 14 days. We'd been anxious about whether or not we'd be able to enter Bangladesh, and when we had arrived at the check-in desk at Heathrow, the staff told us they thought it would be unlikely we'd be able to fly, but they'd contacted the Bangladesh authorities and asked, and we give thanks and join with you to say thanks to God, because not only did they get permission, but they knew that before they got on the flight. The airport process when they arrived was long and but systematic, but they and the 12 other people who'd come in from the UK were kept separate from the other passengers and escorted to the airport by the army, and they'll get a certificate at the end of their stay, which they'll exchange for their passports. But they're so happy they're in a hotel and not a camp, and amongst the sights and the sounds of Dhaka. So please pass on our thanks to everyone who's been praying for us and our flight arrangements. In the midst of saying goodbye and getting organised, it's been good to know that others were praying for us. Let's continue in prayer. And Father God, we do indeed thank you. We thank you that you do answer our prayers again and again and again. We thank you for answering them in this specific case for Peter and Louise. And we thank you that they are able to return to the people that they've been working amongst and continue the work that is supported by this church and by so many others through the work of BMS. We thank you for all the
first verse was chosen by Anne, and this is Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And then the next two verses are from Isaiah. The first one is Isaiah 40, verse 31. This is actually the verse that I picked. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. And then the next verse was chosen by Grace, and that was Isaiah 41, verse 10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And some of the reasons why Grace chose this verse, she said, even though I was born into a Christian family and have known about Isaiah 41:10 since my youth, it became a vital passage for me during the time I was faced with trials, shame, sorrow and challenges about 7 years ago. In February 2015, she faced a trial period when her husband passed away. However, she held on firmly to her faith and the verse in Isaiah that she should not be fear or dismayed because God would uphold her with his righteous hands and give her a bright future. She then goes on to say, this I held on to, and indeed God has been God. He has been faithful, merciful, and he has let me overcome and strengthen me. She then goes on to say, this passage has played a great part in her life during the COVID pandemic period. Grace is a nurse and she has been treating lots of patients and caring for them on the front line. But God has been faithful and she has not experienced any major sickness or contracting the disease. So she gives thanks to God for that. The reason why I chose my verse, Isaiah 40, verse 31, the reason why I chose it was because it's the verse that would make me smile regardless of what I was feeling. In 2020, there were times where I'd be doing something for either work or I'd be out walking or I'd be reading or I'd be doing something online like most of us have been doing. And this verse would come to mind and I'd have a large beaming smile because it was how I felt, like I was soaring with eagles with God. But even on the dark days, when life was just a little bit too difficult, it would give me a smile, but one of those small, quiet smiles where I wouldn't be beaming, but it would give me a smile because I knew, even though at that point I didn't feel like I could apply to that verse to my situation, I didn't feel I could soar as high as the eagles, but the thought of soaring high and being free without any chains would give me hope that that day would come again. And my hope in God would get me through those dark days. And I'm now going to hand back to Ian. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Hayley. And before we just look deeper in those verses, we're going to have that song, Great in Power. God is great. And so we're looking at these three verses, three very short verses with a lot of information on them. When you get a message, often a message that comes through on your phone or maybe some other way, changes your mood. There's a message that Vicky and I look forward to each week, and it comes from NHS because, like everybody else who works in the care sector and us working at Parkside, our care home, we have to have a weekly COVID test. And there is that moment between Wednesday and the day that the test results come in where we are there thinking, hope we haven't got it this week. And the relief when on Friday morning this week it came in and both the tests were negative. And that sense of, wow, it's okay, we've lived another week without it. And this upheaval that goes with having a positive test. That single message changes our mood for a few hours as we just sense, whew, that moment. And there are many other text messages or messages you might get in that actually do those positive things to you. They change your mood. So I want Facebook wall earlier this week. This piece of writing, and I feel it's connects with this morning's service. And it says this: you are holding a cup of coffee when somebody comes along and bumps into you or shakes your arm, making you spill your coffee everywhere. Why did you spill your coffee? Well, because someone bumped into you, of course. Well, that's the wrong answer. You spill your coffee because there was coffee in your cup. Had there been tea in your cup, you would have spilled your tea. Whatever is inside the cup would spill out. Therefore, when life comes along and shakes you, which will happen, whatever is inside you will come out. It's easy to fake it until you are rattled. So we have to ask ourselves, what is in my cup? When life gets tough, what spills over? Is it joy, gratefulness, peace, humility, or anger, bitterness, harsh words, and reactions? You choose. Today, let's let God's word fill our cups with gratitude, forgiveness, joy, words of affirmation and kindness and gentleness, or love for others. And as we face these three verses this morning, question is, do they really, really change the way we live and behave? Because we've all come against those people who, when they don't get their way, they behave really badly, they are obnoxious, they hurt people because they are angry and that's what is coming out of them, rather than peace, graciousness. And I want to ask you this morning, what comes out when you are under pressure? And do these words of God penetrate deep enough to change them? In the work of salvation, when we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, there was an amazing work of God who came into our lives and transformed our lives and gave us a brand new beginning. He took away our past, our sin, our damage, and he gave us a new beginning. each of those verses have a command. The command of Joshua, be strong and courageous. The command of Isaiah 40, hope in the Lord. The Isaiah 41, do not fear. Each one of them has an instruction that we need to take seriously. Be strong and courageous. Hope in the Lord. Do not fear. And each of these verses have been written in response to the words being spoken over God's people at a time of huge challenge. To Joshua, he was taking over the leadership of a group of dysfunctional Israelites who have wandered in the desert because of their rebellion for 40 years. He's taking over this job from Moses. If Moses couldn't do it, what hope has Joshua? He probably feels. But God tells him, be strong and courageous. Those in Isaiah who are hearing these words are discouraged, are exiled, are struggling, and God is bringing words of hope. And in 2021, whilst we're all feeling feeling like life is awful, again these words of God are being spoken over us, and they are being spoken to a people in lockdown, and how we should respond as Christians, which of course should always be different to how people without hope respond. How are you responding today? Those three verses, those three commands. Be strong and courageous. Hope in the Lord. Do not fear. Commands of God for us to take seriously. But the second thing is, each of those verses has a declaration. Each of them, God is declaring who he is. I am the Lord your God. Your hope is in the Lord. I am your God. Each of those verses are declaring on whom we can, why we do not fear, how we can be strong and courageous because of what our hope is in. God, the Lord your God. If we had time this morning, we could explore the whole sense of the word Yahweh, which is first appears in Exodus chapter 3 when God speaking to Moses says, I am who I am. Often in the Old Testament it is written with those capital letters of Lord, I am the Lord. What does it mean as we read these words that I am your God, I am the Lord, I am the Lord your God? He's number one. You see, you remember back in Exodus chapter 20 when Moses received the Ten Commandments, the key verses in that, alongside the do not murder, do not steal, and all those things which come as a result of putting God first and having nobody else in God's place in our lives. You get the first commandment right, the others flow. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, all your strength. The word Lord is being sought. exception that's why life is harder for us. Put God first, and you will find out how God will be faithful to you, even in a hard time. And when you are knocked and judged and hit, you will not be spilling coffee or anger or bitterness, but you will be showing grace and love as God takes more and more control in your life. And so, along with a command and that declaration that God, there is also a promise in each of these verses. Let's read them again. Firstly, from Joshua, have I commanded you, not commanded you, be strong and courageous, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. See the promise there? The Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua, in his ministry that comes after this, in the crossing of the sea, in the going into the promised land, sees God's hand with him. This is not just a verse at the beginning that does not have any significance for the rest of the story. The promise in that verse is God will be with you wherever you go. In Isaiah chapter 40 and the verse there, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Promise number one. They will soar on the wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. God's sustaining strength and power is promised throughout that verse. Jesus in Matthew chapter 11 repeats this in a way as he says, all you who are weary and heavy burdened, come to me and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, it will be light. And Isaiah 41, do not be afraid, do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. The promises are there. They are bold promises. And we are surrounded by the promises of God. Unfortunately, we're also surrounded in this world by all kinds of other promises from companies and people. You might just look at them online and in the adverts who promise so much that when you get their products, they deliver so little. And often people promise that they will never let you down, and you find that people let you down. But all of us will remember that person who turned up when life was really going wrong and was there when we needed them. And all of us can remember that God turned up when we needed him most. Those times when our life ever and to expect something transformational in each one of our lives. Joshua says, in the book of Joshua, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Isaiah says, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. us at RBC this morning. May God bless you in the week that is ahead. Thank you for those who've already given online during this service. Can I just encourage you, as part of your worship, if you feel led to give, using the link that's on the same page of the website as you are watching this service, to give your offerings before you rush off for the rest of today. And do join us again this evening at 6 o'clock and on Wednesday.